This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. How can 30,000 genes, the human genome, create an organ so complex it enables us to compose music, write poetry, invent computers, even run for governor of California? We are speaking of the human brain, even in the last instance. And that question of how we go from genetic blueprint to a brain with trillions of cells so intrigued billionaire Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, that the Seattle-based philanthropist has given $100 million to pursue the answer. Paul Allen is on the phone with us. Mr. Allen, you're creating the Allen Institute for Brain Science. The first project is to be the Allen Brain Atlas. What's that going to do?
Well, the goal of the project is to create a map of how genes are expressed in the human brain and the mouse brain. And it's a project of quite a bit of scale that we're going to be executing over the next few years. Just to give you an idea of the amount of data that we're going to be generating, it's going to be something like 100 terabytes a year. It's just out of the gate. So the idea is to take each particular gene in the human genome of the 30,000 you mentioned, and then its location in the brain and the intensity of the expression under different conditions. So it's a very ambitious project. We're starting with mostly off-the-scale hardware and some software that we're going to develop. But it's a very it's going to be a very extensive platform for investigating all areas related to both the development of the brain from the genome that you alluded to, and that will give us tremendous insight, hopefully, into the areas of obviously brain disease and brain and how the brain works, how the brain functions.
So this is not simply, not that it wouldn't be a great deal, but it's not just pure neuroscience. You assume there might be some medical applications down the road.
That's right, and there's many examples of how. In human anatomy, how different genes have given us insight into treatment of many other different diseases. And we were talking about an example earlier today where there's just a few neurons in the human brain that have to do with appetite and how those neurons function together and how the genes that express those neurons function. That could give us tremendous insight, for instance, in drugs that could help control appetite, just as one example. And obviously there are many other brain-related diseases that could benefit from having this database.
The $100 million endowment here is described as seed money, indicating a very high price of seed nowadays. How much would this institute ultimately need to operate?
Well, I think that amount of money obviously takes us a long way down the path of having this database that scientists around the world can use to further their research. There's over 25,000 neuroscientists in the U.S. alone, so obviously the number worldwide is much larger than that. And as we proceed, after we create the database, we're going to be doing other kinds of research on top of the data that we create and probably finding other ways that the database itself can be expanded. So it really takes us a long way down the path to having this database and having it available worldwide for scientists.
As I understand it, the database would purposely not be something proprietary. This would be open to scientists?
That's correct.
What's the principle there for you?
Well, I think projects like the Human Genome Project, which were obviously one of the inspirations for what we're doing here, shows the power of having the human genome. And obviously, we've got many different genomes for other plants and animals available online. And making that available for all the different scientists is just a tremendous opportunity for them to collaborate and use that data to forward their research and accelerate the research and accelerate the sharing of information. So it just has a number of great implications.
This is a big gift that you've made, a big donation of $100 million. I just wonder, as a philanthropist, whether you, first of all, look upon any past philanthropists as role models and what principles you follow in giving.
I don't think it's so much looking at other philanthropists as role models as looking at examples like the Human Genome Project, where you can come in and with scale, the kinds of scale of this gift, make a big difference. So you being able to find an opportunity like that is really wonderful from my perspective, and being able to have the resources to contribute in that way. So I think it was just a fortuitous situation that we had the idea to pursue this particular goal, and I can contribute in this way.
Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft and now the underwriter of the Allen Institute for Brain Science, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.